Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus was in the temple teaching. At that time, Jesus said this to the people, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He says, "Whoever follows me." I want to talk a few minutes today about following Jesus. People talk a lot about following Jesus, but what does it really mean to follow Jesus? Just how do we follow Jesus? This sounds like a pretty simple question, but there is actually more to it than first meets the eye. The Greek word translated into the English word follow has various implications. It can mean following like a soldier, taking orders from his superiors. Brethren, as the old hymn says, we are to be Christian soldiers. As Christians, we march, and Jesus is our commander-in-chief. We are to follow his orders. So what are some of the orders Jesus gave us? Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Other ways to say this could be, "If you love me, follow my instructions." "If you love me, do the things I said to do." "If you love me, follow in my footsteps." In 1 Peter 1:21, Peter says that Christ left us an example and we should, quote, follow in his steps. Now, another aspect of the word follow would be the example of a slave following his or her master. In 1 Corinthians 7, Paul talks about a Christian being a slave of Christ. Therefore, Christ is, or at least should be, our master. But praise God, brethren, Jesus is a loving and benevolent master. Friends, if we are to be true followers of Jesus Christ, we must give ourselves fully in obedience to the Master. Now Jesus, as our Master, demands a lot. Of that there is no doubt. No one can look at the teachings of Jesus and think that they are easy. Following Christ is not easy. Following Christ can sometimes be a hard road to walk, a hard road to hoe. But it is all for our own good. And it has wonderful rewards, both now and in the future. One last thing. Theologian William Barclay said this about the subject of following Jesus, quote, "A Christian is a slave whose joy is to always serve Christ." Friends, it is truly a joy to serve Jesus Christ. Let us strive to follow him daily. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.